Last time on Left Behind.
Woe to the inhabitants of the Earth.
Haim, it's okay. I know what it was.
You can see the smudge on Ernie's forehead.
Yeah? So what?
Couldn't you say those plagues were designed to get someone's attention?
Well, I suppose you're going to tell me that the locusts are on their way?
Doctor, unless I've missed my guess, the locusts are on their way.
What?
Do you hear them? Are they chanting?
I think so. Let me just crack the door.
Based on Apollyon, the fifth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 59 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
You know, Dad, I don't think I can go down there anymore.
Oh, getting too hard to navigate the stairs?
Well, actually, no. I mean, it's obvious those cellar stairs weren't put in by a pregnant woman. But it's more that... Dad, Hattie scares me. I mean, yeah, I want to help her and all, but she keeps getting thinner and more pale... And she screams louder. She sits there and glares at me when I try to get her to eat.
Believe me, I know.
I mean, it's been 5 months since she was attacked. And in that whole time, she's hardly eaten at all. She's just skin and bones. And now she won't even talk. It's just getting too creepy.
Hey, I'm the one who moved her down there. She was starting to take everyone over the edge with her.
Dad, don't you ever wonder if we should just... I don't know, I mean... She's so miserable. And she's making us... Never mind.
What?
No, moment of weakness. Forget it.
All right. Listen, what if we try getting in touch with her sister? And maybe Hattie talking with her would help. Can you try and hunt her down?
Yeah, I can tackle that.
Good. Thanks. Hattie, I brought you some soup.
No.
Oh, please, take it.
Get out!
Listen to me. I know most of your family is gone, but right now, Chloe's trying to locate your sister.
What sister?
What?
Ow! Oh.
Nancy. Your sister Nancy. Would you talk with her if we can reach her?
She's probably...
I avoided those stinking bugs for the first few months, but they finally got me too. Is it still bad for you? I mean, tell me the pain lets up.
Oh, I don't even want to live. There's a doctor here. He's tried everything. Nothing works.
What a drag.
Nancy, you have to believe in Jesus.
What?
It's the only answer.
Wait a second. You've gone fundamentalist on me?
I haven't gone anything, Nancy. I'm just telling you the truth. God... Oh! Loves you. But believe in Jesus, Nancy. Just do it.
Did you talk with him?
Yes. There is no change. I told her we overheard her conversation. It made no difference. It is like she is simply playing back a recording.
Well, thanks for trying. I know how busy you are.
Well, the reports coming in are nothing short of miraculous. The 144,000 witnesses are in every country. I received a report from one speaking to an obscure tribal group that understood in their own language.
How's traffic at your website?
Millions of visitors. Today, I have a difficult message to deliver. I believe this is the last period when believers will have any semblance of freedom.
Yakov, you gotta know I appreciate the help taking care of Jonas and Chaim.
You count it as a privilege. My mother-in-law is still talking with Chaim, pleading in the midst of her pain for him to come to Christ.
Well, we can be thankful for Jonas and his decision.
What about you, Mr. Williams? When will you return to the States?
Believe me, I've tried. Commercial flights are non-existent. I've been hunting around for a believer who could fly a charter, but no luck. My only hope now... Oh, excuse me, guys. This is Buck.
Hey, young fella, you need a ride?
Mac, good to hear from you.
Nah, you too. Hey, I got your email. Look, I don't have long. Let's get down to business.
I'm all ears.
I want you to look up a guy named Abdullah... You ready for this? Smith.
You're kidding.
He lives in Jordan.
Well, is he a believer?
You bet. He can handle the job. He'll take good care of you.
Hey, thanks, Mac. We'll give it a whirl. How's it going in the trenches?
Yeah, David Hasid and I had to fake locust stings to protect ourselves. In the process, we found there's other believers here. Carpathia and Leon are in fallout shelters. They haven't been bitten. Probably
course.
Out of professional courtesy by the locusts. Most everybody else, though, has. The Ten Rulers and even Peter II. You see that address Carpathia did with a locust on his shoulders?
Yeah.
Green screen, total smoke and mirrors. It was all fake.
Can't say that surprises me. Any contact with the outside world?
Actually, yeah. Carpathia sent me on a few missions to his hardest-hit territories. What he doesn't know is that every time I go, David jams the Condor's cargo hold full of supplies.
Supplies? What supplies?
I simply do not understand it.
Calm down, Leon.
Sir, more reports of this Christian literature flooding the globe. Where is it coming from?
Well, Ben Judah and his flock, no doubt. Who sent the report?
The Supreme Pontiff. He is just as livid as we...
But in pain, I hope.
Yes, sir. But not in as much pain as he will be in.
Oh, your threats ring hollow, Leon. You said long ago you would have Matthews taken care of.
Even in his pain, he does surprising things.
What are you referring to?
Yesterday, two members of his staff mentioned something to global community personnel. Matthews considered the information to be private.
And?
He had them beheaded.
Really? I must send him a letter of congratulations.
Honestly, sir, why do we need him? Why do we need religion at all when we have you to worship?
Oh, come now, Leon.
Sir, with your permission, when this threat is over, I would like to propose a new law. When anyone comes into your presence, they must bow.
Oh, Leon.
You deserve it. You deserve our praise and worship. You are a god. Sir.
Thanks for the lunch, T.
Oh, I'm glad to have the company.
It's funny. You lose so many people, you think you'd develop emotional calluses.
And?
Yeah, and Ken goes away, and you discover you weren't as hardened as you thought you were.
I can tell it was a tough loss.
Have you checked on Ernie and Bo lately?
Yeah. Still over at Art Young Memorial. Recovering, though. You making headway with Ken's stuff?
Some. It's not an easy process. Speaking of property, I still haven't figured out the deal with the airport. Who owns what?
Oh, well, I'm the majority owner. Bought it from the county a couple of years before the rapture. Started draining me dry from day one.
What about Bo? What's his stake?
Bo's dad owned 5%. He died at a car wreck the night of the rapture. So Bo shows up as the sole heir, trying to act like a board member. I let him hang around and didn't pay him much attention until he brought Ernie around. And he was this 19-year-old who dropped out of school when he was 14. Said he was a natural mechanic. Turned out he was.
So what was the deal with Ernie trying to infiltrate our group?
Well, rumor was Ken had a lot of money. I think Ernie was trying to get in good with him. He and Bo would have run some scam and tried to cash in. When Ken was killed, they went into high gear. The rumors were true, you know.
Yeah, I do.
How'd you know?
Ken really wanted to buy the airport, and I really wanted to sell it. Rebuilding it after the earthquake nearly wiped me out. I asked Ken if he could afford market value, and he told me he could.
Did he happen to say where he banked?
Yeah. Well, we're kind of feeling each other out, aren't we? Still playing cat and mouse.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah. I think we're both up to speed.
Probably. What do you think should be done with Ken's assets?
What, every last dime? Used for God. That's what he would have wanted.
I agree. Does that money belong to anyone else, legally, I mean?
No.
And you have access to it?
I have a shovel. Care to help?
Maybe. What are you paying?
Well, as Ken told you otherwise, I believe I've got a pretty good claim to it. It's on my property. I'm not sure where, but nonetheless, I'd sure like to get at it before Bo and Ernie recuperate.
Do you know how much you're talking about there?
Based on some of the deals Ken talked about, I'm guessing we're over $1 million.
Well, would it surprise you to know it's probably 50 times that?
50? Where are you getting that number?
Well, when was the last time you priced a Gulfstream? Ken was setting up the purchase of a used 5, full ownership, not fractional. Even with a lot of hours on it, that purchase would set you back a pile.
Okay, Ray, you got your info. I got mine. Are we negotiating here? I mean, what's your play?
I'd like to be able to buy his planes. I have no claim on his money or anything else.
Okay, tell you what. If there's half as much money as you think there is, I'll give you his planes.
How much for the Gulfstream?
Hey, if there's as much money as you say there is, you can have that one, too.
And can I fly out of here?
You can put them up on blocks and live in them if you want.
Sounds good. Well, T, all things considered, this has been a rather profitable lunch.
Do I call you Abdullah, or...?
Call me what you like.
Okay.
The name McCollum is all I need to hear. We are brothers, the three of us. I fly, you pay. Nothing more need be said.
Good. I need to make one more quick visit before I leave.
Meet me at the airport in Amman at 6 this evening.
Great. I'd appreciate a stop in northern Greece, then straight to the Chicago area.
I will arrange it.
Come on. Do an old man a favor. And put me out of my misery.
Chaim, Yakov tells me you haven't eaten in a week.
It is too painful.
Well, regardless, you have to try.
Have compassion, Cameron. Do the right thing.
You're asking the impossible. You can't die. And I wouldn't do it anyway. You need every opportunity to believe.
Just let me die.
Chaim, I don't understand you. You know the truth. Your suffering will be over in several weeks, and then you'll be...
I will never survive that long.
And you'll have something to live for.
To tell you the truth, my young friend, I don't understand either. I confess I want to believe, but a battle rages within me, and I simply cannot.
You can.
I cannot.
Not being able to isn't the problem.
I will not.
And you don't think it's pride?
I admit it now. It is pride. But it's there, and it's real. A man cannot become what he is not.
Actually...
Oh!
Chaim.
Leave me alone, Cameron.
I'll be praying for you.
You'll be wasting time.
Never. I love you. We all do. God most of all.
If God loved me, he would let me die.
Not until you belong to him.
That will never happen.
Famous last words. Goodbye, friend. I look forward to seeing you again. How are you feeling, Chloe?
Fat.
Do you have any idea how beautiful you are?
Oh, Dad, I'm as big as a cow.
Your mother said the same thing. She called herself the steel barge.
That's exactly how I feel. Yeah. Oh, in a way, I'm glad Buck's stuck in Israel.
Oh, sweetheart, you're beautiful. I'm frustrated for Buck that he can't see you like that. Now, don't look at me like that. I mean it. He'll say you're absolutely beautiful, too. You see if I'm wrong.
I wish I could meet him at the airport.
Doc says you shouldn't...
Ride in the car, especially on these roads, yeah.
Hey,
I know.
I need you to take care of my grandchild.
Dad, you're going to be a great grandpa. I'm just glad you're not doing all that flying for Carpathia anymore.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting back into the war.
What exactly does that mean?
It's your fault. You've taken Ken's idea so far, it's going to give me a full-time job. I'm going to be flying almost as much as I was when I was with Pancon.
For the co-op?
Yeah. Looks like T and I are going to run the airlift operation out of Palwaukee.
House call.
Come on in.
Time for a little checkup. Do you want Dad to wait outside?
What are we doing?
Just checking heartbeats. Yours and Junior's.
Well, he can stay.
All right. Just pull your shirt up a little. Let's start with the little guy.
Isn't it something?
Amazing.
Sounds like a big old husky boy to me. Roll your sleeve up for me.
Is everything okay?
Huh. No major problems.
Okay. Other than major problems, you usually say that everything's great.
You noticed that, did you?
Oh, no.
Chloe, listen to me.
Oh, no.
Chloe, what did I say? No major problems, and I meant it.
So what's the minor problem?
A slight reduction in the baby's pulse. The reduction's so slight that I hardly gave it a second thought last week.
This has been going on for a week?
We're talking about a fraction of a percentage decrease in 6 days. We'd be more concerned if we started to see an actual slowdown of the fetal pulse, like 5% or more.
If this is so minor, why are you telling me?
For one thing, you asked. I just want to prepare you in case the symptoms persist.
But you said the reduction in rate right now is not worth worrying about.
Okay, if the symptoms deteriorate.
Okay. My dad and I are bottom line people. So let's have the worst case scenario, and you know I'm going to bug you to death until you tell it to me straight.
Doc, she ain't kidding.
All right. I see oxygen solving the problem. If it doesn't, I'll have you on monitors around the clock to warn of a significant change in fetal pulse. Worst case, we might want to induce labor. It might mean a C-section.
You'd rather not induce, right?
Of course not.
So did I contribute to this? Is there something I should have done differently?
I wasn't wild about your going to Israel. And if I never again hear about you running from helicopter to jet, it'll be too soon, but... Overexertion at that stage of pregnancy would have shown up in different problems.
Such as?
Such as nothing that turned up. So I'm not going to talk about it. How's that? When's Papa supposed to show up?
Sometime tonight. That's all I know.
Mr. Williams, right on time.
Well, I've been waiting so long for this ride, I'd be an idiot to show up late.
The plane is this way. Follow me.
Hey, so which one is it? The Lear?
No, over there.
The fighter?
Gets the job done. Please, ready to board?
Yeah, okay. But the fuel range, I mean, I know we can go a couple thousand miles an hour, but...
The main tanks are enlarged, and we're carrying wing tanks. We'll stop until Lamus, then London, Greenland, and finally Palatine.
Palatine.
Yes. Passenger must board first?
Sure. Pretty tight here. I did some articles with an American fighter pilot a few years ago.
Belt.
I'm sorry?
Harness.
Oh, right. I'm sitting on it. Sorry. Do I have to wear this helmet?
Yes. The straps are tangled. Here.
Okay. That's a tight fit.
Perhaps you have a big head.
Yeah, perhaps.
Tone, can you spare a minute?
Certainly.
There's a potential problem with the baby.
No.
Doc's on it, but I'm concerned.
I will pray. Can I do anything else?
Not at this point, but when the time comes...
Whatever is necessary. You know, I am looking forward to the birth of this little one, as if it were my own. That will bring a ray of sunshine.
And we want you to be another parent to it.
The contrast alone will be sobering, though, won't it?
Contrast?
Well, this innocent child will not know why Hattie is crying. Won't know of our losses. Won't understand that we live in terror, enemies of the state. By the time this baby is 5 years old, it will already be living in the millennial kingdom with Christ in control. Imagine.
Yeah. Imagine.
I'm on Tomcat 29, ready for outbound.
Don't you have to wait for
all... Hello, Nola, clear to take off, wind 20 at 15. A good flight to you, my friend. Thank you, sir. Cleared for takeoff, Tomcat 29.
Bro, I mean, you just cut in front of all those planes.
You ready, Mr. Williams?
Sure. Yes. Steel.
Ray, it's T. I want to start digging tomorrow. You still want to help?
Wouldn't miss it.
How about 7?
What's the rush?
Well, word is Ernie's getting better. Bo probably would be too. He hadn't tried to kill himself 3 different ways. He's a mess.
Buy him out.
Well, actually, that'll be easy because of the way we're set up. Now, all I have to do is make him an offer he can't match. It's Ernie I worry about.
Why is that?
Well, they were close. I don't know what Ken might have told him.
Nah, he only just told me on the flight to Israel.
Oh, Ray, come on. He hardly knows you, and he's telling you where he buried his gold? I bet Ernie knows more than he's letting on.
So, you think he'll get better and show up with a shovel?
I wouldn't put it past him.
First, Mr. Williams, call me Lucas.
Thank you, sir. And you can call me Buck.
I was told your name was Cameron.
My friends call me Buck.
Then Buck it is.
Yeah.
I want to take you to meet with the believers.
With all due respect, I'd love to, but you understand, I've been away from my wife for months, and that's
yes,
just...
But,
and
I mean,
she's in her last couple weeks of pregnancy.
Oh, you're going to be a father. Splendid, splendid, I understand.
Lucas, my father-in-law wanted me to discuss your role in the International Commodity Co-op.
Oh, yes, yeah. Oh, please, sit. Now, from what I've heard, it's a brilliant idea. My company mines lignite for use in power plants. If there is ever a call for it in the community of believers,
Lucas,
I would...
Lucas, do you know what it'll mean when everyone is required to wear the mark?
Well, I believe so. Without it, one cannot buy or sell. They'll have to kill me before I wear the sign of Antichrist.
That's great, but don't you see how it'll affect you? Your whole business and livelihood is built on a product you sell.
But they need my product.
And they'll take it after putting you in jail.
I will fight them to the death.
Could be a short fight.
My friend, you're quite a cheery fellow, aren't you?
What I'm suggesting is that you look for another commodity to trade, something more internationally marketable, something our brothers and sisters in Christ need and will be unable to get when the mark of the beast is ushered in.
You know, I've been contemplating the sale of my business, and perhaps now is the time.
Great idea.
It's a common occurrence. You make yourself so indispensable to your biggest client that it only makes sense that they buy you out.
Well, who is your biggest client?
Actually, the global community.
Dr. Charles, this is Buck Williams. Got your call in the air. Sorry I wasn't able to take it.
Where are you?
Well, I'm in Greenland, refueling.
Are you on schedule?
Well, why? What's going on?
When are you going to be here?
Well, we're looking at 10 p.m. arrival.
Is that the best you can do?
Doc, you're scaring me. What's up?
I've been misleading Chloe and Rayford all day to keep things calm.
What?
The fetal heartbeat's been dropping for a few days at a pretty alarming rate.
Well, what does that mean?
I've got a couple of tanks of oxygen. I'm headed back there now.
Oxygen?
I'm putting Chloe on oxygen as soon as I get back. I'm not going to lie to you, Buck. It doesn't look good.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Apollyon by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins, and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, with music by Steve Witt, directed and produced by Todd Busteed. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.